Our topic today is captioned Courtship Codes for Singles. Courtship Codes for Singles. A good marriage begins from a good courtship, where intentions of marriage is made clear to both parties involved. Courtship is not alien to Bible days, as men and women are betrothed to each other with the knowledge of their parents, church, and family. For instance, Mary was betrothed to Joseph before the birth of Jesus, Luke 1:27, while Jacob courted Rachel for 14 good years, Genesis 29:18-30. In courtship, intended couples get to know each other and plan adequately for the kind of marriage they desire in future. Courtship is a period of great importance, and it is a necessary part of every successful marriage. It is part of the foundation-laying period of marriage, and a house, of course, is usually as strong as its foundation. It prepares you for the long life experience which marriage is intended to be. Sometimes I've discovered that the challenges some people encounter in marriage could have been avoided during courtship period if care was taken. Indeed, marriage failure in many cases is as a result of courtship failure. Your marriage shall not fail in Jesus' name. Courtship period is not just for eating, drinking, going on outing, visiting places, taking pictures, and gisting. No, it should not be handled lightly. You should focus on knowing your intended spouse adequately so you can make a well-informed decision that will enhance your glorious future. The truth is, the quality of your marital relationship in future depends to a large extent on the investment you put into it while in courtship. What is courtship? No assumption. It's a period when there is the establishment of an agreed relationship between two people of opposite sex intended to lead to marriage. It usually precedes engagement and marriage. It should be a period where you accept responsibility to find out if both of you agree with each other's beliefs, values, Christian faith, and so on and so forth. It should be a time to prove all things about your spouse to be. One of the questions I've heard young people and people in courtship ask me over and again is, what should be the length of a courtship? Indeed, there are no hard and fast rules as to the duration of courtship. It is not just about how long, but how well the period is handled. For instance, I heard about the great man of God, Pastor Adeboye, who courted his wife for 2 years, and they had a glorious marriage of over 45 years. Still going great right now. My husband and I had a courtship of 6 solid years, and that gave me a great opportunity to have a good understanding of his person and the call of God upon his life and his life assignment. Remember, the call of God upon his life was already received while we were in courtship before we ever got married. The great man of God, Lester Sumbra, we are told, courted his wife for 14 months and they had a great home. The great man of God, Billy Graham, courted his wife, Ruth, for 3 years, and so on and so forth. Since marriage is a lifelong adventure, it is wisdom for you to know each other well enough before committing yourselves into marriage. Of course, there are people also with courtship of shorter period of time and who had and are still having a great marriage today. So it's not so much of how long, but how well. However, I often advise people to look at a period of 9 months of courtship before you get into marriage. How did I arrive at that? The gestation period for humans is 9 months. And also, when you read in scripture, before Isaac was born, the angel spoke to Sarah and told her she will be visited according to the time of life she was going to give birth. And that was 9 months. So, adequately, you can look at the period of 9 months. However, it is your own decision that will, at the end of the day, matter to you. Courtship and marriage are so important. Someone has humorously stated that courtship as a word can be broken into two, court and then ship. It's like a ship in the dock awaiting the decision of either to sail or not. In the natural, a ship is designed to take you to your destination. You don't board a ship without knowing its destination, no matter how physically beautiful or attractive it is. So if your ship of friendship, courtship, partnership, companionship, and relationship is not headed anywhere or towards your desired destination, wisdom demands that you disembark. Courtship should be a period to learn, unlearn, adjust, decide if the relationship would end up in a good marriage or not. Are you in courtship right now? Be honest. Be real. Keep your mind open and be guided by the Holy Spirit. Courtship, of course, can be broken when either or both parties discover that the relationship is not productive. A broken courtship, and hear me very well, is better than a broken marriage. When you are in courtship, mind the following codes. Code number one is F, and that stands for focus. Your relationship with God helps you discover His will for your life, including marriage. Therefore, let your courtship focus on enhancing your relationship with God, not replace it. Be with someone who is willing to seek Christ with you, not to replace Christ in your life. Ladies, listen very carefully. Look out for a man who demonstrates his faith in God, shows you respect, and makes you feel safe. This is one of the codes that helped me a great deal when I was in courtship. My husband had always been a man of faith, showing and making people feel safe. Learn to build solid spiritual intimacy, because any foundation not set on biblical principles will not last. The right relationship won't distract you from God. It will bring you closer to Him. Pray together, study the Word together, share the Word of God together, read books together, listen to messages together. And remember, when God holds both of you together, nothing can tear you apart. Serve God together in the church, for example, in service groups, fellowship groups, Bible study groups, go out on evangelism together, tell others about your faith, share your testimonies with people. The truth is, being with someone who is committed in his or her walk with God will make a difference in the way he or she is committed to you, to your relationship, and in future, to your marriage. It's important, however, to ensure that you are in courtship with someone who recognizes your gift, calling, assignment, and is ready to work with you so as to bring out the best in you. The courtship that honors God, I must tell you, is priceless, and I am a living proof. Code number two is U, which stands for understanding. Psalms 119 verse 144b says, "Give me understanding and I shall live." Anything that will be outstanding requires understanding. If you must have an outstanding courtship and marriage, you need good understanding. Get to understand each other. The key to understanding each other and building a strong relationship is good communication. So, spend quality time together to know the best and the worst of each other. ask questions about each other's faith, convictions, beliefs, and values. Influence each other positively towards growth and success. I cannot stress this enough. Spend time together, not just gazing at each other, looking at each other's face, but rather spend time together, looking in the same direction. This is very, very critical. Talk about everything and anything. If communication is difficult before marriage, it is not likely to improve after marriage, and that's the truth. Learn to understand each other's likes and dislikes, differences and preferences. Be clear about his or her character and interests. And remember, character is like pregnancy. It cannot be hidden for long. Build friendship, trust, and honesty. Honesty during courtship is like breathing. It is absolutely essential. Study how she or he reacts to certain challenges, moods, and circumstances, and don't pretend. There are some individuals who even go around having courtship with more than one person at a time. This is absolutely ungodly. If you are in that situation, you need to stop it now so it doesn't stop your destiny. At the right time, meet his or her siblings and parents and have a strong and vibrant relationship with them. Equip yourself with adequate understanding of Christian courtship and marriage through reading the Bible and other wholesome Christian literature. Attend seminars and workshops together. Be willing and teachable. Seek godly counsel. Freely interact with godly married couples and observe their Christian married lifestyle and family life. One of the ways that I learn a great deal is through observation. I observe a great deal the lifestyle and the marriages of people who are successful, and that is helping me a great deal. Seek godly advice. The third code is C, which stands for compromise. When you are in courtship, don't compromise your Christian standards. The Bible is very clear about this. Don't get involved with an unbeliever for any reason. 2 Corinthians 6:14a says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." If you are out there listening to me right now and you are in courtship with an unbeliever for whatsoever reason, it's time for you to put a stop to it, else it will stall your destiny. Don't play down your faith in a bid to be accepted. Do not cause your spouse to be to stumble through inappropriate dressing and lifestyle. And warn you singles, especially ladies, don't dress to kill. Don't dress in a manner that will make your spouse to be become emotionally down. You can protect yourselves from temptation by spending time together in public places or with family members. Remember, sin loves to hover in darkness, so learn to bust secrecy. When I was in courtship, one of the things we used to do was sitting in public places to have discussions. We used to sit at the back seat of the church building to have most of our discussions, and that helped us a great deal. Invite someone else to be part of the activity. This allows for accountability and the unlikely occurrence of anything sexual. Communicate with someone more experienced about your intentions, probably a pastor, parent, or mentor. Limit your touching and avoid petting. This arouses passion, which may lead to sexual sin. Remember, you are still in this earthen vessel. Guard each other's purity and refrain from physical intimacy. Sex is beautiful and right, but only within the confines of true and honorable marriage. It is very easy to overlook even obvious personality defects when you engage in emotional activities. Infidelities and unfaithfulness in courtship may lead to a heartbreaking marriage. That shall not be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are listening to me right now, and you have, by whatever reason, fallen into sexual sin and courtship, make a U-turn. Make things right with God and give no room to the enemy. Your future is colorful. In conclusion, very, very importantly, remember that courtship is a commitment. It is indeed a promise not to play games with another person's heart. So when you are holding hands with someone else in courtship, remember you are not just holding hands, you are holding that person's heart. Allow a reasonable length of time for courtship. Don't be in a rush or in a hurry. And if you lack peace concerning that courtship, then it's time to reconsider. Remember, if there is a small voice saying, maybe this is not going to work, I advise you, listen. And as you do so, the God of heaven will help you. Everyone looking up to God for someone to go into courtship with, I pray for your desired breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. Everyone in courtship already, I pray that the God of heaven, who helped me and guided my steps through courtship for good 6 years, will be there to help you. You will enjoy a great marriage in Jesus' name. As I close, listen carefully. Are you born again? If you are not saved, then you are not safe. Pray this prayer with me from your heart. Say after me, oh God, today I confess my sins and accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. Log on to the website address at the bottom of the screen and fill the form that is there right now. Send your testimonies also through this medium and connect with the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. Always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time. Bye.